Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 29, 1806. Alolo Hot Springs Bath. Today is a red-letter day. The party finds a deer hung up for them by the hunters. Crossing the river, they climb for 2 miles up the steep acclivities of the mountains, and at 12 miles reach the Glade Creek Flats, where they dine on the deer and let the horses graze. The men are not hollering or hooping it up, though maybe they should be, as they are now out of the deep snow and approaching the downhill or eastern slope of the mountains. The trail, or road as they call it, is clear, and this afternoon they reach the Alolo Hot Springs. Captain Clark writes,
"Those warm or hot springs are situated at the base of a hill of no considerable height, on the north side and near the bank of Traveler's Rest Creek, which is at that place about 10 yards wide. These springs issue from the bottom and through the interstices of a gray freestone rock. The rock rises in irregular massy cliffs in a circular range around the springs on their lower side. Immediately above the springs on the creek, there is a handsome little Quamish plain of about 10 acres. The principal spring is about the temperature of the warmest baths used at the hot springs in Virginia. In this bath, which had been prepared by the Indians by stopping the river with stone and mud, I bathed and remained in 10 minutes. It was with difficulty I could remain this long. It causes a profuse sweat. Two other bold springs adjacent to this are much warmer, their heat being so great as to make the hand of a person smart extremely when immersed. We think the temperature of those springs about the same as the hottest of the hot springs in Virginia. Both the men and the Indians amuse themselves with the use of this bath this evening. I observe, after the Indians remaining in the hot bath as long as they could bear it, run and plunge themselves into the creek, the water of which is as cold as ice can make it. After remaining here a few minutes, they return again to the warm bath, repeating this transition several times, but always ending with the warm bath." Captain William Clark, June 29, 1806.
Today the party crossed into present-day Missoula County, Montana, and camped at the hot springs. The rocks in the area, described as gray freestone, are igneous rock of granitic composition derived from the Jurassic Cretaceous Idaho batholith intrusion. The temperature of the Alolo Hot Springs water was measured at 111 degrees in 1974, and the discharge was measured at 180 gallons per minute. Tomorrow, downhill difficulties.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.